Hello?
Hello, my name is Adriana with Total Sports Travel, returning call back.
I spoke to you last time around New Year's. Calling, you helped me with the Citrus Bowl, Kentucky and Iowa.
Yes, sir.
I know you won't remember, but I remember the name, Ariana. Yeah, calling to get some info about the SEC in Tampa, SEC basketball tournament.
Okay. And what information are you inquiring about today?
Now, again, I'm the one. I know y'all are down there, I think in what, Birmingham or something, but I live in
Yes,
Myrtle
sir.
Beach, so I'm just driving down just like we did to Orlando. So I don't need the air package, but it said on their hotel packages.
Okay.
Does it say it's? Didn't it say that on the email? Just hotel package thing or something like that? Something to that.
Yes, majority of our hotels are already booked up. And may I ask, are you with Kentucky or is it with Auburn?
No, I'm with Kentucky.
Kentucky. Okay.
I mean, I
Just
just
wanted to
got
make
the
sure.
email a couple of, yeah, I was gonna say I just got the email a couple of times, but thing, are all the teams staying in the same hotel? Tell me they're not.
Let me see.
That, well, because that changes everything.
Let me double check.
Okay, thank you. Because, yeah, I mean, you got 18 teams in one hotel. I'm pretty sure it'll sell out in a heartbeat. It's the Marriott. That's the one y'all sent me.
The Marriott is already sold out, but the hotels, no, they're not staying in all in the same hotel. But our Marriott package that we have is all sold out. But we do have the Westin Tampa Waterside Hotel is what we have left.
Is that one, is it close? Do you know if that's closed? I guess I could try to Google it right now. Hold on. Can I put you on speaker?
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Yeah, Kentucky basketball is a little different than Kentucky football sometimes. All right. So I'm looking for the Westin Tampa, right?
Yes, the Westin Tampa Waterside.
See if I can pull up where how close it is. Okay, it's on the other side of the water. Yeah, which is still fine. That's because the Water Street, Marriott, Water Street, and the arena is actually on the other side of the bridge. So we're just on the other side of the bridge. Is this one cheaper or the same price, or do you know?
For a double, if you're going to be traveling with anyone else to make it more than one person, then it will be $629 per person. But if it will just be yourself, then it will be $1,179.
Okay, because last time I'm the one who called, and I did it for myself, and there, I mean, that base, well, I did it for two, and then I think only I ended up going or whatever. But that was really cool though, because we went down there and we actually beat Iowa, and poor Alabama, y'all got beat by Georgia.
Yes.
Y'all in Birmingham, right? Is that right? Is that what you
Yes,
told me?
sir,
Tuscaloosa?
Birmingham.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, now I hate to ask this. Because I mean, my son's at school. I'm going through the same thing I went through with that one. Yeah. And I know it's SEC basketball and we're bringing in 18 different teams. So it's not like just two teams in Orlando. Do you know about how many of the rooms are left?
Let's see.
Because I know you don't have, there's not a cancellation, right? I mean, if I went ahead and booked it right now.
That's right. If you went ahead and booked it, you'll have to pay the full total up front. There's no deposit on that anymore, and there's about six more rooms available.
Okay, so it, I mean, is there? I mean, say he gets home and he's like, "Okay, I have All-Star basketball that weekend, Dad. I can't go." Is it refundable being this far out? Because the tournament's not till March 10th.
Yes, it's not till March, but they already stated to us that any reservations being booked now going forward will not be refunded unless you have any travel insurance. But you are able to switch names. So if he does come home and say he's not able to make it and you wanted to take someone else with you, we are able to change names so you don't lose the value of that.
Yeah, I knew you helped me so much with this last time. I did the exact same thing. I was just like, look, there's a couple, and it wound up just being me because they're like, no, we're fine. And it's probably just going to, I'm the Kentucky guy. So, and you have six left and they're double rooms. Is that what you said? Or double beds? I'm sorry.
A traditional king beds.
Do they have doubles?
We can request it and try to accommodate that as best as we can.
Okay. And the thing is, it's a lot easier at the hotel because that's what I did last time. They're like, we don't have any of those. I was like, well, it's just me. Oh, we'll move you to a king. I'm like, perfect. And it ended up working out. I even got a bigger. Okay, so 600. Now, we're going to be driving. We don't play till Friday. Can I just get it for two nights? Is that possible? Because we're going to have a double bye. I don't know if you even know what I'm saying or talking about, but top four teams in SEC don't play till Friday.
Yes, sir, I understand. But unfortunately, it is a three-night package. We don't have the ability to adjust the pricing just for the two nights.
Man, that's a bummer for everybody, too, because some of those teams are going to get beat on Wednesday. And one of those teams are going to lose on Wednesday night, and they're booked the whole time.
Yes, that's
another question. Will those rooms come back if they check out and go home?
I don't think so.
You all are new to Kentucky with the Total Sports. It's only been a couple of years because I keep in touch with everybody in Kentucky. Yeah. But, it wasn't this way before. We used to go to Hotlanta or Catlanta or whatever we call it. Yeah. And they sell you a whole book of tickets, so you can go to every game. But, these teams keep getting beat. Like Alabama, they're like, well, I'm not going to stay if our team's already beat on Thursday. What the hell do I need to stay here for? And they end up going home, and then you can sit in their seats if they had better seats than you. But, I think you know what I'm trying to get at, right?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
And in regards to the hotel room, since they're already booking and paying for it, if they decide to leave and go home early, that is cool since they already paid.
The hotel, go ahead and rebook it. They'll double up then. Okay, I know what you're getting ready to say then.
Yes.
Dang. Very cool. Is that what happened in some Iowa people? I think that's what happened when we went down. Some Iowas didn't show up or something like that. And they're like, well, we had another couple of rooms, blah, blah, blah. Long story, you don't need to know it. But, yeah. Because now that I think about it, I'm like, damn, some of these teams are going to be there for 4 or 5 days, but they get beat on the first one. They're like, I'm not staying there for 5 days, but I don't even have a team to cheer for. Yeah. Okay. I'm picking him up at 2:30. I'm going to take a chance that I'll be okay till 2:30, that you don't sell the six rooms. And then call you back. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I did this last time, but I know I just forgot it's basketball, and we're bringing in, like I said, 18 SEC teams, and that's a lot. Yeah. But some teams will bring more, which is Kentucky. We'll bring everybody. Auburn will bring a bunch. Alabama, y'all will bring some. Vanderbilt won't bring any. South Carolina won't bring that many. The teams that want Florida, they're just going to drive over because they're in Gainesville.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hopefully it doesn't sold out before 2:30, but give us a call back and we'll give you the information that we have available. Then if there is still some more spots available, we can help you get that reservation.
And now it's in my head. I might be, when I get run back to the house here in the next 30 minutes, I might just give you my credit card and just call right back and do it. But you said there's about six rooms still left. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a way to send any info about the Westin? Because the only thing I got was about the Marriott. Did y'all email anything?
It is on the website. It's not on the website?
No, just y'all put the Marriott on there. That's why I had to Google it. I'm not a big Googler. But it's not a huge deal.
Oh, it's at the bottom.
Oh, it's at the very bottom? Okay, I'll scroll through. I'll scroll through there, back through it. Yeah. I can do it while I got you on the phone. All right, cheer on the cats. Okay, so the bottom pictures are the Westin. The top one. Okay, I got you now. All right. I just thought that was the outside view. Because the Westins, honestly, are a little bit nicer than Marriott. So, in reality, they really are. Marriott just happens to be right beside the stadium. That's too many different people in there. The Westin's probably gonna be perfect for me. So for me, 600 and what for three nights?
If it will be you and your son, it will be 629 per person, and if it would just be you, it will be the 1,179.
We might have said that backwards earlier. So for one person, $1,000 for two, 1,200 or whatever, about approximately.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, give me what time is it right now? 1:30. Well, give me a couple hours. That's perfect. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. We thank you for calling Total Sports Travel. Have a wonderful day.
You too. All right. Bye.